Shalom, Mishpachah, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely partner in life and best friend, Reverend Shuda Crawford.
Well, bless you, my love, and bless all the saints of God as we wade in a sea of corruption. However, let us praise Him for our greatest gift of all, our salvation.
Abba, Father, we do honor and praise You for sending Your Son. For in Him we shall live forever and have no fear of what might lie ahead, but rather joyful expectations for what comes after. We pray for a speedy recovery of the sick amongst us and the salvations of our loved ones. We pray continued protection for our upcoming leaders who serve You, Lord Jesus, and may they have divine understanding to do Your will, and may Thy will be done in today's election. We humbly ask all this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
And amen. And please remember to pray for this ministry, as we have recently been hit with possible legal problems over some content in my newsletters and have removed many past years from our webpage. And if Kamala is elected, we'll be removing more, if not all. So, just in case, we do suggest sending us a request to be put on our regular paper mailing list, as we want to continue to print the truth and not compromise our beliefs.
Okay, the big day has arrived and our adrenaline is high.
And we're just going to wait till next week when we'll have much to talk about. But many whistleblowers in the know say a lot of cheating will occur, worse than in 2020. Again, using undetectable counterfeit mail-in ballots. And I do sense that chaos is just around the corner.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, let's talk a little bit about Israel.
I guess so. And as expected, Iran is making retaliatory threats to counterattack Israel. And at first they said would extend the scope using more powerful warheads. But this morning, well, they said it would be more measured.
Thankfully, the U.S. has increased our military posture in the Middle East.
Oh, yeah. With the arrival of the B-52 bombers and more Navy warships. And as we said last week, has installed a high-altitude defense missile system called THAAD, which is already operational to bolster Israel's defenses. Which is very good, because Iran's defense systems and many in Syria and Iraq are actually no longer functioning.
Yeah, for now.
Mm-hmm. However, Netanyahu says he has good intelligence with satellite monitoring that Iran is preparing an attack during the presidential transition, especially before Trump takes over, should he win. Although, coming rather from Iraq, as Iran has many operatives there and has been seen transferring more weaponry and ballistic missiles to them.
Israel, for a while, has been experiencing numerous drone attacks from Iraq.
They have, and it's increasing. Another reason why the United States has stepped up its weaponry to Israel, who is now forcefully warning Iraq to lay low or assuredly face retaliation. And with all that said, any attack would be less than the inevitable large-scale nuclear attack of the prophecy in Ezekiel 38. Which, in spite of some false teaching, has not happened yet. But it is true that Israel's very successful retaliatory attacks 2 weeks ago has made Iran even more angry and anxious to go full speed ahead in their nuclear program.
Making Ezekiel's prophecy even more assured.
Which, of course, tells us just how close we are to leaving.
For we know that Ezekiel 38 happens after the rapture.
Because God told us it will be in that day.
And it appears that Hamas is about done.
Well, very close, for they have taken heavy losses. But still, some battles continue, mostly in the northern part of Gaza, where Hamas militants carry out hit-and-run attacks from bombed-out buildings. And for now, does not appear any closer to a ceasefire. After all, Hamas still holds scores of hostages.
So, at this point, Hamas remains somewhat active in Gaza.
Yeah, and they seem to keep regrouping. And rumor has it that some are coming in to help Hamas from Turkey, which is a big player in the Ezekiel 38 war as well.
And don't forget the Houthis from Yemen.
Right. For they are still attacking ships in the Red Sea and are thankful to Russia, who is supplying them with accurate satellite data to do so, while threatening us and Israel that even though we are choosing new routes to avoid the Houthis, that they will track them as well in the Arabian Sea and the Indian Ocean. And speaking of Russia, North Korea just sent almost 10,000 soldiers to Russia to help fight the war in Ukraine.
Because Russia has lost thousands.
Oh, yeah, they have. And in fact, 57,000 soldiers just in October. Now, we don't know what North Korea is getting in return, but I'm sure it's significant.
But back to Israel.
Yes, because in the West Bank are many terrorist attacks, especially knifings and small bombs. But Israel reported this morning that they apprehended over 50 terrorists affiliated with the group called the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, and it's a terror group in the West Bank. But right now, certainly, the biggest and ongoing battle is from Hezbollah, which still has a big arsenal and continues to use it daily, even though Israel has made very good progress.
So these tit-for-tat attacks will continue at least till after this week.
Till we see for sure who the next president will be, and if it is Trump, most believe we will soon see a pseudo-peace in the Middle East with the revival of the Abraham Accords, which will lead to Daniel's prophecy in chapter 9, verse 27. We'll see that begin to take shape.
And that is exciting.
Yeah, because we will leave just prior to when the final draft is signed. Hallelujah.
You have to wonder why God spared Trump's life.
That's right. That for sure was a miracle in the highest sense. And again, later he came close while on the golf course.
Yes, that was good too.
And what else is good is that the Idaho Health Board is first in the United States to defy the CDC and the FDA by removing COVID vaccines from all clinics. And we sure hope more will follow.
All right, then. You can send your end-time question by email to Sheila@shofarministries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. If you appreciate this type of teaching, please consider a love offering to help with our expenses, possible legal costs, and to keep us on the air. And we greatly appreciate your support. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where at this point still contain past radio and many instructional newsletters archived for your continued learning.
All right, well, so last week we talked about the origins of Halloween. But, you know, we seldom discuss the next day, November 1st, called All Saints Day in the Catholic Church, which is also very ancient. For around the year 900 A.D., Emperor Leo VI, and as well he was the leader of the only recognized church at that time.
So he held two titles, both political and spiritual.
He did, as other popes throughout history did as well. In fact, the Vatican still flies the Catholic flag having two keys, a silver key for the political leadership and a gold key crisscrossing representing the spiritual leadership.
So they never changed that?
No, and for good reason. because the popes, especially this Jesuit pope, still has some degree of authority over certain presidents, especially those with any Jesuit training, as in Clinton and Biden, or involved in a secret society, as were the George Bushes, father and son.
And the grandfather, Preston Bush, was a Skull and Bones member as well.
That is true. Anyhow, Emperor Leo decided, since his wife had recently passed, that it would be good to honor those who had died the previous year that were surely in heaven. And remember, they still believe that on the 31st of October, or Hallows Eve, that the bad spirits roam the earth. So they made the next day, November 1st, All Saints Day, or Hallows Day, to exalt the saints, now in heaven, who the Catholic Church still insists they intercede to God for us. And of course, that's where we have another problem, because that too is demonically inspired.
Well, the dead never pray for us.
Never, never, never. Only Jesus intercedes for his bride to the Father.
1 Timothy 2:5 and Hebrews 7:25.
And we see Jesus doing that in John 17. And you know what? If you haven't read that in a while, you really should read it again. It's a great plea to his Father for us. As in verses 8 and 9. I think, honey, could you read that?
For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours.
Yeah, wow. And verse 20 says he prays for those that will later believe in him, and that would be from a result from our witnessing. Anyway, that's powerful to read, as is the whole chapter. Actually, praying to anyone who has passed on is necromancy, and that is a sin. I think we should read that from the ESV, which is, of course, the interpretation of the scriptures found with the Dead Sea Scrolls. Honey, if you could read Deuteronomy 18, verse 9.
When you came into the land that the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominable practices of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who burns his son or his daughter as an offering, anyone who practices divination or tells fortunes or interprets omens, or a sorcerer or a charmer or a medium or a necromancer, or one who inquires of the dead.
Well, I think that covers it all. But another similar scripture is from Leviticus 18:10.
If any one of the house of Israel or of the strangers who sojourn among them eats any blood.
By the way, let me stop you there. The Hebrew word for eats is akal, number 398. And it actually means to consume. So that could be anyway, including drinking.
I will set my face against that person who eats blood and will cut him off from among his people.
Okay, so we touched on this last week, but didn't give the scriptures against drinking of blood. And there was and still is today satanic cults that sacrifice children and consume their blood to live longer, so they think. Add the large demand for organ harvesting and all the sex trafficking, we can see why so many children are missing daily in America, and the many children of those who cross the border.
Yeah, about 300,000 are unaccounted for.
And there is talk that Sean P. Diddy and his very evil parties plays a huge role in all this.
Okay, so November 1st is All Saints Day.
Yes, and that's to pray to those who are already in heaven. And then the day after that, on November 2nd, another grievous day is called All Souls Day, which is set aside to memorialize and to pray for your loved ones, possibly still in purgatory, for only on this day, November 2nd, could a departed spirit finally leave purgatory and go into heaven.
If their time of punishment was fulfilled.
Or if enough prayers or indulgences, of usually money, is given to the church, being paid by the dead person's loved ones.
You know, that's thievery.
And honestly, I do remember my mother giving money for masses to be said so my grandfather could get out of purgatory. The Pope, during the days of the Crusades, told the soldiers if they fought in the war, they would get out of purgatory early. And I read about 10 years ago now that if you joined Pope Francis's Twitter, that he would grant a special indulgence to you or a loved one, granting time off of your purgatory sentence.
That is no joke.
No. He really said it on July 17th, 2013. CBS News covered it, as did many others.
You know, he's playing God.
Exactly. And that should grieve us all. Even more so, because there is no purgatory. The devil is so laughing.
Yeah, but not forever.
No, and his time is running out. But when someone asks me the biggest reason why I left the Catholic Church, I have just one major answer that anyone can remember. Because Jesus died for all our sins, not just some, where we ourselves would have to pay for the rest of them in purgatory.
And, you know, it's still being taught today.
It is. And what did Pope Francis just do on these two special days, as he does every year? According to the National Catholic Register, he continued his custom of holding a mass in a local cemetery, and this year it was at the Laurentino Cemetery in Rome, to pray special prayers for the dead. And he said traditional Marian prayers for the holy souls in purgatory. Also yesterday, he presided at a mass at St. Peter's for the repose of the souls of the bishops and cardinals who died during the previous year. It is the Pope's practice to always offer this mass sometime during the first week of November.
Repose, meaning to remain at rest.
Pretty much.
But we speak about another false teaching.
Yes, and this really needs to be told. Again, this is a direct article straight from the Catholic Register from Saturday's paper, dated November 2nd. The headline asks the question, who is the visitor to purgatory that the souls there most long to see? And how did they answer?
Our Blessed Mother.
And the article goes on to say that Our Lady does go there to help souls, and that some saints have been shown or told this directly, so they attest to it. What a wonderful realization, it reads, especially as we observe All Souls Day.
When did this teaching infiltrate the Catholic Church?
Well, the article says that in the 14th century, St. Bridget of Sweden was taken on several trips to purgatory. During that time, the Virgin Mary revealed to her, and I'm going to quote here, says, I am the mother of all the souls in purgatory, and I am mother of mercy to these, my children, who are in the greatest need of my assistance, since in their torments, they cannot help themselves. Our Blessed Mother also told her that because she is a compassionate mother, she goes there often to visit and comfort her suffering children.
That is heartbreaking to hear.
Right, because God sends no children to hell, let alone a fake purgatory. As well, it says that centuries later, in her diary, Saint Faustina recorded that one night her guardian angel took her to a misty place full of fire in which there was a great crowd of suffering souls. They were praying fervently, but to no avail. For them, only we can come to their aid. The souls told her in one voice that their greatest torment was longing for God.
Again, demonic.
The article is lengthy, and we recommend you read it all at ncregister.com and then search for purgatory, especially if you have a friend or family member who is Catholic, as I do, where our burden for them is heavy.
You know, many have left Catholicism.
They have, but many more are still caught up in the heresy. It's just so sad. So pray and look for opportunities to reach out, of course, in love. And hopefully tonight's program just might encourage you to not give up on them. Let me say, I know some are saved because they're putting Jesus first. And God knows who they are. And, you know, also the Church of Thyatira in Revelation, it does represent the Catholic Church. And in verse 24 of Revelation chapter 2, Jesus references those who do not hold to the doctrine. But that was the only church for a while. That is until Martin Luther started Protestantism.
Now they can leave.
And join the Church of Philadelphia, as I did. And we as true Christians really need to help spread this truth.
Without compromise.
And speaking of Martin Luther, we actually ran out of time last week before we could mention actually something good that happened on Halloween back in 1517.
A kick in the teeth to Satan.
Yeah. That's when Martin Luther nailed his famous 95 reasons to break away from the Catholic Church. And then he nailed it to the church's door, and that was in Wittenberg, Germany. And, of course, that started the Reformation. And that was 507 years ago. So last Thursday was the anniversary of Protestantism or Protestantism. And by the way, one of those heresies Martin Luther was protesting against was the sale of indulgences for souls in a non-existent purgatory. Sadly, but scripturally prophesied, today some mainline Protestant denominations have been defying the heroic move of Luther by rejoining with Rome that will soon encompass the one world religion under the Antichrist and his false prophet.
Everything is coming together.
Oh, it surely is. But let's ask the question, are you saved? And are you sure you're saved? Are you the bride of Christ? Is Yeshua Lord over your life? You know, Luke 21 says you can escape what's coming with a simple prayer. Just admit you are a sinner, repent, and invite him in to have dominance over you instead of the God of this world. Because if Jesus isn't ruling your life, then Satan is. There is no in between. Those of you who are lukewarm, get your act together now. Tithe your time in God's word. You need it for discernment and power over demons who surround you. I want to leave you with the ironic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, well, you're going to prosper in many ways. And, of course, that's Psalm 122, verse 6. Shalom. Till next week.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.